I'm Pastor Andy, and today's message is entitled Ringing in the Dark. This is a Christmas message. Psalm 137, verse 4 says, "How shall we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land?" Dan Darling, director of the Land Center for Cultural Engagement and a former colleague of my son Matt, describes his trip to Ukraine last Christmas. "We toured a children's hospital with an entire ward reduced to a pile of rubble, the target of a Russian bomber. We visited an underground shelter where students at a moment's notice could leave their desks and go study while the world burned. We spoke with Ukrainian children rescued from kidnapping and exploitation by the Russians and now cared for by an evangelical Christian ministry. But it was the final scene in Kyiv last December that brought a steady flow of tears to my eyes. As we dragged our luggage through the train station and readied ourselves to board for an overnight trip to Krakow, we heard a Ukrainian band belting out Christmas carols. The overwhelming destruction of war, juxtaposed against the sounds of hope, crossed the threshold of emotions for him. How could these people, subjected to the horrors of a war they had no part in pursuing, still find the hope to produce strains of joy to the world and angels we have heard on high?" That was something Henry Wadsworth Longfellow struggled with. In many respects, he was a broken man. Within the last 2 years, he had lost his wife, to whom he was devoted, to a tragic accident in which he was burned to death. Then the deadliest war this nation has ever experienced tore our fledgling country apart, ripping sons from their homes and families in both the North and the South. His oldest son has decided to join the war effort, much to the shock and disapproval of Longfellow. The outcome was not unexpected. He was severely wounded. The great poet sat down on Christmas Day in 1863 and penned these words, "I heard the bells on Christmas Day, their old familiar carols play, and wild and sweet the words repeat of peace on earth, goodwill to men." But his mood did not last long. Then from each black accursed mouth, the cannon thundered in the south, and with the sound the carols drowned of peace on earth, goodwill to men. And in despair I bowed my head, "There is no peace on earth," I said, "for hate is strong and mocks the song of peace on earth, goodwill to men." But would the darkness prevail? Was there no hope? Has the birth of Christ meant anything to a nation in the throes of war? The great poet had heard from God. The clouds broke and a ray of hope pierced the darkness. He would write, "Then pealed the bells more loud and deep. God is not dead, nor doth he sleep. The wrong shall fail, the right prevail, with peace on earth, goodwill to men." Let the bells ring in the darkness. Let the band play carols in the war. Let us sing of the glorious good news, even in the foreign land. Let the Christmas song dissolve the night and be the voice of hope. So may God bless you this Christmas. Thanks for listening. Merry Christmas. I'm Pastor Andy.